what is your name?
Dana Richard.
Okay, Ms. Richard, so once again, if you state your name and ABC number for the record.
Dana Richard, 314259.
Thank you so very much for appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Committee for your representation hearing regarding the one conversation for your work. And based on information that we have, it was notified of this hearing by April 12th of this year. Do you remember that notification, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am, I'm with her.
And on that stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you this afternoon. I don't see one present, therefore may I assume that you're representing yourself?
Yes, sir.
And you cannot see us because we're doing this by telephone, but there are five board members participating in your hearing today. They are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Will Kiwanis. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair for this hearing. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Osborne. He's representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer, and with him is Mr. Turner. Ma'am, I have a question for you. That is, Ms. Richards and Mr. Osborne, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, or have you gone with you so far?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. As I indicated, ma'am, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads that you have violated Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 4820 North 89th Avenue, Apartment 97, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about November 24, 2016, without the power proof of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts at that time was unknown, thus you was in a struggle from supervision. Is that true or false?
That is true.
Thank you so very much. Based upon the admission of Ms. Richards, I'm going to move to find that she violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that she was delinquent, and she had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
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 Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Now, ma'am, we're going into phase two of the hearing, which is a very important phase, because at the end of this phase, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your supervision. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections, so we're going to ask that you hold on, and once we get this information, we'll be back to you to talk to you and before we make a decision. At this time, we're going to request Mr. Osborne to give us some background information. Mr. Osborne, sir.
Yes, sir. Ms. Richards was released from guilty custody on November 23rd, 2016. She was arrested on February 13th of 2018 by the DeKalb County Sheriff's Office in Georgia for possession of methamphetamine. She was returned back to our custody, and her Commodore status, I'm sorry, but she was returned back to our custody on March 9th of 2018 with 446 escondes, with a projected release date of June 13th of 2018. Current conviction, 2016, aggravated taking identity, 1 year. She's had one term in DOC at the CUIR score of 2-1, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 2. There's no FGD or gang information known. She has a minimal list on her history. Other arrests, 2009, theft by extortion, California unknown. 2009, theft, Georgia unknown. 2009, forgery of credit cards, Georgia unknown. 2009, fraud, use of credit cards, Georgia unknown. 2009, marijuana violation, Georgia unknown. 2009, drug paraphernalia violation, Georgia unknown. 2009, controlled substance violation, Georgia unknown. 2009, fraud, Georgia federal prison. 2012, contributing to delinquency of a minor, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. And February 2018, use of drugs on parole, Georgia unknown. She has a community risk score of G1B1, and I do have status and charges attached, from Senior Prosecutor Charles Rich, dated Monday, April 30th of 2018. Defendant's case in DeKalb County, Georgia, is still open as a felony charge for a violation in Georgia Controlled Substance Act. She was just released on OR on February 2018 and returned to AZ for her parole warrant.
Okay, so it is pending in the state of Georgia.
Yes, sir.
Open. Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Osborne. Okay, we're back to you, Ms. Richards. Based on information that we have, when you were initially released, you were to stay with Charlie Griffin here in Phoenix. I was at 4820 North 89th Avenue. And how long did you remain there? What, 2 nights or something? How long did you stay with him, ma'am?
Yes, 2 nights.
Well, why did you leave?
The situation, circumstances changed, and it was kind of uncomfortable.
Okay, and why didn't you report that to your parole officer, or did you report that to your parole officer?
I never reported it back to my parole officer. I did call and tell him that I would be coming in on Monday, and that's when we were dealing with the situation. I was trying to figure something out, so if I'm not really figuring nothing out, because I had an interstate contact, but I did not have the $350 to actually go to California. So from there, it just kind of went downhill, and I found it. I didn't really know what other direction it would go at the moment. It was a lot to handle, straight out of prison.
So your comeback was for California and not for Georgia?
Well, I went from basically Georgia to California to Georgia.
Okay, and did you have relatives in Georgia? You just decided that Georgia would be a good place to reside?
Yes, I had a sister in Georgia.
Okay. Okay, ma'am. Well, at this time, I'm going to see if other board members might have any questions for you.
Okay.
I don't see any questions coming from other board members at this time. Therefore, the board is preparing to go into discussion. However, before we go into discussion, we're going to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board. And after you make your statement, then the board will go into discussion and make its determination. So, anything else you want to tell the board at this time?
Yes. I wasn't really looking forward to being reinstated or anything. I understand that I have to max out or to get this out the way. I was just wanting to know if I could be credited from the day that I signed for my signature bond in Georgia, which was February 27th.
Excuse me, go ahead, ma'am.
Am I correct? I think it was February 27th when I signed my signature bond, or was it March?
I have no idea on that one.
Okay, well,
our parole officers don't have any idea at all. That's good.
Yeah, he just said it a while ago that I was signature bond from Georgia, and they came and picked me up in Georgia. I want to say
that. They picked you up in Georgia?
Yes.
Did you say when they picked up in Georgia? I didn't write it down.
Well, it was February 27th is when I signed my signature bond, and I had a hold from DOC, and I just wanted to get the credit of time, but I was waiting for DOC to come and get me.
The time would be February 28th. As far as any time credited, she would have to write a letter to TimeCom.
Okay, did you hear what the parole officer said, that to get any information on that, you're going to have to write the time computation, and they will provide you with that information. They would, you know, do a calculation, and if you're supposed to get it, you will get it, and if not, they will tell you why. But we can
They told me that it would depend on you guys to grant the time credit.
We're not prepared to do that today, ma'am. I'm sorry. But you can write the time comp, and hopefully they will take that under consideration.
Okay.
Because we don't have any paperwork at all on that. That's one reason that we would just be guessing if we did anything today, because we don't have the paperwork that you're talking about. We just have the general information. Okay, now the board is going into discussion, and we're going to ask that you remain quiet and stay on the phone. Because in Arizona, we operate under the open meeting law, and being under the open meeting law, you can hear everything that we say. I think that Ms. Richards has summed it up for herself, but she's not expecting to be released today. She just wanted to come and see if she could get that time. She recognized the fact that she did abscond, and she had her reasons for absconding back in 2016, and she absconded for some 446 days. And with that being said, I'm going to, my
belief is that she does not, she should not be returned to the community at this time, but that she should be revoked, but I'm only speaking as one board member. Do we have any further discussion? Okay, therefore, I'm going to move to find that Ms. Richards did violate the terms of judicial supervision, that she was delinquent, that inasmuch as she absconded for some 446 days without her parole officer knowing where she was and what she was doing. With that being said, I'm further going to move to revoke her community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Corrales, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, and by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Ma'am, your community supervision has been revoked. However, as you probably know better than I do, you will be out on June 13, 2018, as it relates to Arizona. Let me put, I better be clear on that one. As you go, you, this rent will have ended, and at that time, I do think that you still have something pending in Georgia. Therefore, you have to work on that in Georgia. We have no control over that one either. But good luck, and once you get everything straightened out, please live a productive life and stay away from the criminal justice system. We wish you the best, and this will end your hearing. Thank you.
Okay.